So, you saw those videos about the dopamine responder. I found that so interesting to see it. I know from a social scientist and research, and I really felt sorry for that rat who would rather get the dopamine response rather than actually eat or anything. And then I realized that this isn't about a rat, Henry. This is about human beings like you and me and ministers that, as John Calvin once said, that the heart is a factory of idols. And essentially, if I'm not in a sanctifying relationship and I don't really want the Lord God to be my Lord and Savior, I mean, I could be like that rat. So, in addressing this subject of sexual sin, you know, whether it be lusting after somebody else or whether it be addiction to pornography, you know, the fact is this is for me, that this presentation is for me. So what do we do? First, admit that you have a fallen dopamine responder. You have a dangerous, sinful nature that will not look for your best. You have a sinful dopamine responder in your brain. 1 John 1 verse 10, if we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. I remember old, you know, Dr. Snapper, was he in his head, say, you know, make sure you realize that sin is your problem. You are capable of creating idols. Idols that make your brain feel pleasure just because they lure you into a pseudo pleasure. And this, in the area of sexual sin, you know, what could those areas be? Well, of course, addiction to pornography could be addiction to romance movies, or addiction to reading books and everything. What the addiction to a pseudo intimacy that includes that sexual preferences and sexual activities. It could be how you look at someone else, how you look at another woman or another man. Admit that you and I, we have a problem in this area, because this is one of those areas. Like, we have a problem in food. I mean, at least most of us do, if we're honest, that if left unchecked, we could hurt ourselves in the pleasure of eating. Now, it's far easier to be transparent about going on a diet. I mean, if we were to talk about dieting for food and talk about overcoming sexual sin, it would be very hard to put those together. Like, we wouldn't go, you know, I'm going to be having a diet from carbs, and I think I'm dieting in looking at pornography. Okay, now, I put those two together, and they're not together. I mean, one just feels like that couldn't be an idol, food. But, you know, pornography, especially for a Christian, what? I can't even believe you said that. So some of this comes out. So the first thing is just to admit that you are capable of looking at porn, you're capable of lusting after another woman, you're capable of falling sexually. That's number one. Number two is reset your sexual identity. And part of that, is to look at your own history. How did the devil first tempt you in that area? I know for myself, when I was 12, I know that at my cousin's house, my cousin's older brothers were on the garbage route and they found Playboy magazines, and that's when all boys at first were laughing, but as we got older and hormones set in, I don't think we were laughing anymore. It was a different kind of pleasure. Well, that created DNA, and then remember there was drive-in movies, and you see that Star Wars 1977, but right after the Star Wars movie at 10 o'clock was a porno flick. Well, all of us should have turned the cars on, and every one of us Christians should have drove away as fast as we could, but most of us just stayed and watched, and that created the seed of not married sexuality depicted by people whose goal was to give us a dopamine response. Today, in people's stories, I had just been amazed at how the role of pornography and the internet has young people that, as I've been a pastor, you know, age 10, 11, 12, where they see pornography and it wires their receptor right there. But anyway, so is to look at our own lives and then to get out of the glow zone and like, don't blame anybody. Own it. Face that, you know, you can't blame someone for introducing. It's happened. You are a sinner and you need the grace of God and you need the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit in this specific area. And forgive the stumblers. Forgive yourself. I remember growing up, we had a younger couple in their 30s. I was like 13, 14. And both the husband and wife would talk a lot about sex. And had pornography, and here I'm, the kid next door, and they had a child that I would babysit a little bit, but they were ones to talk about sex a lot, and that affected me as well. So now, ultimately, to realize that they're fallen, broken people, forgive them. Many of you have gone through abuse. And it's unimaginable what you've gone through. But in the area of your sexual sin, for healing, if there's a bitterness in that area and you ultimately blame somebody else, ultimately the grace of God that saves you is the grace extended to them. So it starts out there. Secondly, is now restore your journey. How has God been working in this area of my life? What can I do to continue to surrender this area for victory? 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassing great revelations, there is given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. You know, in some ways, whatever God is bringing you through is for your advantage, both for your personal life, your marriage, if you're married, your ministry. Because we, in Christ, can smile as we are being sanctified. Pornography is dishonoring to your spouse. It is dishonoring to people that have been trafficked in it. It is dishonoring to God, and to be transparent about, you don't want to be part of that. And if you have fallen, to look at pornography, for instance, you reject it, you go to the Lord, ask for forgiveness, and make this conversation be, we are on these journeys, and it's a different, it's a story of what God is doing. I believe, when I first saw pornography And throughout my teenage years, it was very pleasurable, and I liked it. Now, the Lord has worked in my life that today I don't like it. The Lord has worked in my life where when I look at a pornographic image now, I think, ah, that's an exploited person. See, that's the Holy Spirit that has put that in my mind. It doesn't make me better than anybody. When I am confronted in these areas in my consciousness, I don't want this. Why? That is the work of God. Many of you have an amazing story. And I'm not here to say that my story is this and go do it like how I believe God is working on your story in this area and to surrender that area in that story. Reorder your sexual dopamine exposures. Detox from sinful dopamine, sexual dopamine dependency. De-junk from sinful sexual dopamine from your mind through intentionally avoiding exposure. Demyth the power of sexual temptation. What is sexual temptation? It is the devil trying to sell a better pleasure than the way God has set it up for your situation. And somehow, we call this a destination disease. You know, if I'm married, oh, that could be a better sexual experience. Or if I'm single, oh, that could be a sexual experience. But in the end, demyth it. You are that rat that's just making an idol out of something. And is this what you want for your life and ministry? And again, this is whether it's pornography, whether it's lusting after someone else, whatever that sexual piece, you have a dopamine responder, and you could make anything into an idol. And are you going to do that? Restore healthy sexual dopamine responses. Well, first of all, to have a walk-driven sexuality. Strive, if you're married, to a sex-positive marriage. Apply moderation and sanctification, and be very careful about your boundaries. So we're going to talk about that in the next presentation, but I wanted to just, you know, give you a little idea of what we're going to talk about in terms of actual practical solutions as you address your sexual dopamine responder and to surrender it to the glory of God.